The United Nations human rights chief accused Egypt yesterday of shooting unarmed African migrants trying to enter Israel via the Sinai Desert. Charles Collins has this report.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling for the Egyptian government to launch an independent and credible inquiry into what could be a shoot-to-kill policy by some Egyptian security forces. 60 migrants trying to enter Israel from Egypt have been killed since July of 2007, and dozens more have been wounded or have just disappeared. United Nations spokesman Rupert Colville says there is no excuse for lethal force on unarmed individuals.
We do not know of any other country where so many unarmed migrants and asylum seekers appear to have been deliberately killed in this way by government forces. It's a deplorable state of affairs, and the sheer number of victims suggests that at least some Egyptian security officials have been operating a shoot-to-kill policy. It's unlikely that so many killings would occur otherwise. 60 killings can hardly be an accident.
The great majority killed are from sub-Saharan Africa, mainly Eritrea, Sudan, and Ethiopia. Israel has a large informal sector employing migrants, and the Sinai border is a major transit route for African migrants and refugees seeking work or asylum in Israel. Security forces in Egypt dispute the charges and say they only fire at migrants after repeated orders to stop are disregarded, and that smugglers who ferry migrants to the border sometimes fire on police and soldiers who must respond. I'm Charles Collins.